Well, good afternoon, brethren. Happy Sabbath to all of you and those who are listening in cyberspace. I know Pat Williams is listening. She's happy Sabbath to you, Pat. Brethren, a few weeks ago, Mr. Sagley shared an incredible, frightening, and at the same time, a fascinating event that happened to him and his wife. They both witnessed their young toddler falling from a balcony headfirst on a concrete sidewalk, and the child was free of injury. Do you have similar stories to share? I certainly do. You know, once I was on my way driving my truck, not that long ago, signaling and waiting to make a left turn, waiting for the light to turn green. And somehow, I don't understand how, my mind went off to La La Land, and I did not pay attention when the light turned green. The person behind me honked his horn, which startled me, and I was full of embarrassment. I started to go, but a big semi-truck with a trailer in full speed ran the red light, and I could have been crushed. But as you can see, something stopped me. When my children were little, my wife was in a hurry to go to the market. And my little daughter was upset because she wanted to go with her. Debbie was in a big hurry and didn't want to take her. Debbie got into the van, ready to back the van up, when suddenly she heard a strong, loud voice from nowhere said, "Stop!" Well, she immediately got out of the vehicle and noticed that our little one was upset, laying in front of the rear tire. Where did this voice came from? No one was there around. You know, when the incident happened to Mr. Trump lately, this subject is pretty hot right now. I am sure that that you have similar stories to tell. I wish I could share them with you. I wish I could share with you more interesting ones. But you see, my time is limited, but maybe later I can share them with you. Or you can share some of yours with me. Do you know if you have ever been visited by an angel? You know, it's quite possible that we all could have been and don't know it. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, the NIV, it reads, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing." You know, I believe that it happened to me more than once, but I didn't know at the time. Maybe I can share them with you later. I can share those experiences with you later, and you could be the judge whether it was an angel or not. Look around you. Look at the empty seats. Are they really empty? There is another form of life that is more real than the one we share, which makes me think, how real are we? Go ahead, pinch yourself. Go ahead, pinch yourself. Did you feel it? Now, we all possess five senses which helps us to comprehend reality. God's word tells us that the spiritual world is eternal, but we know that our life is temporary. Apostle Paul compares it with just a vapor. Then we just return to dust when we die. God is so big, so immense. He stoops to look down on heaven and on earth. You find that in Psalms 113, verse 6. He's not restricted by time. To him, one day is like 1,000 years for us. It's like the lifespan of a teeny-weeny insect compared to ours. It's so short for us, but not for them. But God values us more than an itty-bitty bug. We are his future family. Thank God that he has revealed to us what and who we are. And we know that we are not alone. God is in the process of creating a family, and he placed his angels to protect us, to protect his future family. Kind of think like he said, give us a babysitter. Today is a very special day. It is a holy Sabbath, and we know that we're not alone. God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ is with us. But who knows how many of his angels are here with him? We virtually don't know much about the spiritual realm. It's like Nicodemus, when he couldn't understand that we must be born again. God talks to us in the language that we can relate, that we can understand. Jesus said to him, if I told you earthly things and don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Brethren, we know very little about what the spiritual life is like. God and his Son, Jesus Christ, are here. And in other places at the same time. And who knows how many angels are as well. Here is an example that God always accompanied by angels. When he came to Moses, in Deuteronomy 33, verse 2, he came with myriads, or tenth of thousands of holy ones from the south and from the mountains and slopes. Yes, it is very possible that we are surrounded by them. Very possible. I recommend you that you will read this booklet entitled Angels, God's Messengers, and Spiritual Army. You will read how Daniel saw millions, perhaps 100 millions, and that's in Daniel 7, verse 10. I doubt that he stood there and counted them, but I'm sure there was a lot of them. Apostle John witnessed countless numbers of them, about the same number that Daniel saw, and this we'll see it in Revelation 5, verses 11 and 12. Brethren, I know that some of you have stories about angel encounters or similar unexplained experiences. During the feast is a great time and a great place to strike a conversation with the brethren from other places on angels. I've done it. It's very exciting. There are different kinds of angels. All are servants of God. The pictures that you see on paintings are not accurate. And I am not prepared to describe them, but you can read them about them on the booklet better, a lot better than I can describe them. The paintings and statues of the angels that you see on churches and books, cemeteries, are far from being true. I remember in my hometown in Mexico, when a baby would die, people would say, oh, they became angels. Also, I have heard that some people desire to be an angel in heaven when they die. Angels are not begotten sons of God. They were created to be servants. Like Jesus and you and I, we were begotten. This is what God says about angels in Hebrews 1, verse 5. For which of the angels did he... I'm sorry, I didn't bring my glasses. For which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be my son. You know, we are all in the embryonic stage of being born into God's family, and angels will always minister to us. That is the reason why the evil one, who is a fallen angel, who wants to abort us from being born into God's family. Brethren, I know that you have a lot of similar unexplained experiences. Let's share them with one another. At the end of the booklet, this booklet, you can read about some interesting experiences about encounters with angels. In Psalm 34:7, it says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Also in Psalms 91:11, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. Raise your hands if you have any of these experiences. Is there anybody? Oh, yeah. So let's not forget to share our experiences about angels with one another. I guarantee that you will be very, it will be very encouraging for all of us. So have a great Sabbath, brethren.